Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cedeno trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Healy who tags Cedeno, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Healy moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Healy moves to third. Marichal moves to second. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Metzger reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms moves to third. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helm scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marichal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Marichal reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. Marichal moves to third. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wade Blasingame now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Culver now pitching. Bob Stinson now catching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Jim Howarth pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. There goes Howarth trying to get to third. Cedeno throws the ball into Rader, who tags Howarth for the out. It's 5-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Watson hits a line drive towards first. McCovey catches it and steps on first to double up May. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Rader reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader moves to third. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.